Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Artist First Music Special on Sunday night with Kyle. Don't forget to check out the archive at artistfirst.com. Let's not waste any time and bring our tonight's guest in, Robert Nix. How are you doing tonight, Robert?
Hey, Kyle, I'm doing just great.
Great, great. So go ahead and tell our guest or our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you hail from.
Well, I'm from Toronto, Canada, so just north of the border, and been writing, recording songs for about 15 years now. And the latest album is entitled "Walk Down the Street."
Now, Robert, do you you write and record all of your own stuff?
Yes, I do. It's all original material. There's no covers. So when you buy one of my albums, you're just hearing me, and that's it.
No other musicians on there, huh? Just you?
Yeah, just me. I'm covering all the bases, playing all the instruments, and actually engineering the recordings as well. So I'm wearing the engineer's hat, producer's hat,
very cool,
guitar player's hat, etc. So keeps me busy, that's for sure.
Do you have your own studio do you record out of, or do you go into a studio to record?
Yeah, I have my own home recording equipment. And, you know, I think every independent musician needs to have their own setup. You know, they need to be able to work out their
Absolutely.
Ideas fully. And in the end, it'll be cheaper, too.
Yeah, it's nice today with all the technology and everything that we have.
Yeah, it's
fingertips.
Absolutely amazing. You know, 10 years ago would have been a lot harder. But yeah, in the year in the 21st century, they are supplying us with affordable technology so that we can, you know, do our creations in the privacy of our bedrooms.
How over time has your the way you've written songs? How has that evolved over time? Now, do you have a comprehensive list that you pull from and write a record, or do you try to write a record all as like one being and one entity?
I think that's a very good question. It's pretty much the latter, just one entity. I just knock the album out. I just come up with one song, come up with another, and just knock them all out at once. You know, I'm not the type that, you know, would write a song 15 years ago, then take that song, then another one 5 years later, take that one. Everything's done on a consecutively, yeah.
Yeah, because I know back in the day, you know, a lot of people would recycle and recycle and recycle material, and it, you know, nowadays it seems that more of the independent musician, the independent artist, likes to just get it all done in one bout, you know, that way your emotion is the same on the record as it was when you wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. It's your particular emotion, the way you were thinking, it's all captured on that album. And so you know that when you move on to the next one, it's a whole new ball game, really.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the new record. When, what period of life did the songs come from on this record?
Well, I finished the record in late 2011. It was about a 2 year project, you know, because I'm working these songs and recordings in mostly on the weekends, because I have to work a day job, unfortunately. So during the week, I can't.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it sucks, man. But you know, we have to make a living somehow, until the music pays off. But yeah, we just during that time period, just try and do as much as I can during the week. Then the weekends, I'm kind of given a license to kill, and that's when I can really hone in on the recordings of the album.
Do you perform live quite a bit, or is that something reserved for only special dates, or? How's that work?
Well, at this point, it's completely a studio project. I don't have any anyone else in the band but me, me, myself, and I. Well, that's three people, I guess.
Wow.
Need to clone myself, I guess.
That might work.
Yeah, that'd be cool, I guess. But, yeah, so right now it's just purely just recording. You know, perhaps in the future I'll see if I can recruit a few people and maybe try and do some live gigs.
Well, let's go ahead and spin the title track off Walk Down the Street. Then you got any comments on this song?
Yes, it's I like the song enough to name the album after it, and I did a video, and it's up on YouTube, and you know, you can see me walking up and down the streets in downtown Toronto, so that might be interesting for the viewers to check out.
It's a very beautiful city. I've been there a couple times, and it's just so clean and nice.
Yeah, I think, yeah, a lot of Americans say that, and yeah, I guess it's fairly clean, for a major city.
Well, compared to New York, you know, it's quite a bit
nicer.
Yeah,
yeah, there's no comparison. Of course, no, right. New York would be, you know, it's a lot more exciting than Toronto. But anyway, this is where I'm stuck, so I just, you know, I make the best of it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and spin the track off Walk Down the Street, and this is the title track, Walk Down the Street.
Walking down the street.
That was A Walk Down the Street by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network. Very good stuff, Robert. Very good.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle.
I was curious. I wanted to know, what are some of your main influences? I'm hearing some stuff in there that I can't quite put my finger on.
Well, my musical beginnings have got to be the Beatles. I have the remastered collection. I've been listening to the Beatles since age five, particularly like the psychedelic period.
Best period.
And I like a lot of stuff from the 80s, like a lot of the new wave bands from the 80s. And a little bit of the grunge from the 90s. So those three periods are definitely made an impact on me.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, there's not too much in the 21st century that I'm really getting into. So I guess it's mostly the 60s. There's a lot of stuff from the 70s too. 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s rock music. That's pretty much my ball game.
Right, right. Well, when you go to write a song, how do you write it? How do you sit down? What instrument do you sit down with? What inspiration do you draw from?
Well, basically, Walk Down the Street, for example, I had the title, you know, because it's something we always do. We're always, you know, walking down the street, you know, unless you're in a wheelchair or something.
Right.
We walk down the street, and so I just kind of elaborated on that theme, and built a song around it. So oftentimes my songs are based on a title. I just come up with a title and just write a song around that. And I can write songs on guitar or keyboard. Walk Down the Street, that was written on the guitar. Then I added the keyboard licks in and all that.
Very cool, very cool. Is that a drum machine, or are you playing some electronic drums on there?
I wish that was me playing drums, but that was a drum machine. It's a real good one, though.
It sounds really good.
Roland, human rhythm composer.
That's why I asked, because it sounded pretty similar to just some regular old electronic drums.
Yeah, it's a great machine. It gives you the option to, you know, add a feel to the pattern, so it kind of, it almost sounds like a human being playing.
Right.
Next
right.
Best thing, to having a drum kit, and I don't disturb the landlord too much with the drum. Also, that's another good thing about it.
Right, right. Can at least have your nice headphones on and work on things quietly.
Right.
Another thing I always like to ask people is, in the creative process, how do you decipher what you're going to use and what you don't? Because I know most creative people that write songs, like myself and a lot of people that I know, it's really hard to decipher whether you're enjoying what you're writing or if you're just doing it to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And, I pretty much will continue to work on something if I feel it's working, after I've done maybe one verse and a chorus,
right.
If it seems to be working, then it's worth the effort. There's a lot of stuff that I've started after one verse and one chorus, and it's just not working.
Right.
I just completely trash it and never go back to it.
Right.
I never do. That's my style. I just move on to another idea.
Yeah, sometimes it's a lot easier to not work through the frustration and just start fresh.
Yeah, if you feel you don't really have something after a couple hours work on a verse and a chorus, and it's hard to salvage it. That's what I find. So I just tend to just move on to another idea.
Yeah, a lot of the musicians I talk to, including myself and band members of mine, it's always the best song is always when it takes 5 or 10 minutes and you've already got, a basis for what you want to build on. And
yeah,
it's something that's not forced.
Generally, you'll know if it's good or not after a short period of time.
Right, right. Well, the next song we're going to play is The Painter. Do you have any comments on that song for us?
You know, actually I do. I got the inspiration from a YouTube video. This guy, his first name is Micah or something. He did something like brain, the name of his video was like Brain Salad Surgery or something. Sort of similar to a Black Sabbath song. And it was just this bizarre animation. Like the guy spent a year on this doing the animation. So he was like, you know, I said, wow, this guy's like some sort of painter, you know.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, that's kind of what gave me the idea. Then I just kind of morphed off into, you know, different directions after that. But again, this is another example of coming up with a title then working a song around it.
Huh, very interesting. So let's go ahead and play it. This is The Painter by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network.
Make a nice picture, make a nice picture.
The one who makes it all come to light.
Can lift our spirits 10 miles higher than volcanoes of fire.
You're a painter making eyes sing
about many different things.
Some of which I'm thinking.
Have this thought of you painting evening, morning
in my mind, how would I bet?
And I know you can do it,
cause you're the painter.
Can make a nice picture, bring us together,
even though we think so differently.
Lifting our fragmented spirits
a whole lot higher than an acid desire.
You're the painter who makes our eyes blink.
And I am the one it must take
to come up with your concepts
of painting lights that escape.
So put me in one now.
I'd like to enter, then you'll make our spirits far and wide.
With a stroke of a brush, you created something for us, something so fun.
So fun
that it penetrated our minds,
and in our infinity we have mixed with infancy.
So keep on
being a painter,
make a nice picture.
Yes, you're the one who makes it all,
come to
lifting our
heaven spirit.
Volcanoes fire.
That was The Painter by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network. Very, very interesting stuff, Robert. I'm really digging it.
Well, thanks a lot, Kyle. I was really inspired by that trippy video I saw.
Right, right.
And I think it came through in the music. You know, I think it got a little on the trippy side.
It sure did. It sure did. So, what kind of software are you using, and a little bit of gear? What are you using these days to?
Well, I'm using the setup that I bought some 15 years ago when I first started doing this, and that's the Roland VS880 Digital Studio Workstation.
Very nice, very nice.
Basically, it's an 8-track hard drive recorder. So what the people are listening to, it's an 8-track recording. So there's a little bit of track bouncing happening here and there,
You got to bounce them down once you get so far.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, just like the Beatles had to do some incredibly innovative things to, you know, to get all the instruments in on their latter day recordings.
And what a pain in the butt that would have been on the, you know, reel to reel tapes. You know.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's like it really is unbelievable how much how technology has just pushed the boundaries and made it so much easier to do these things. But, you know, you have to walk before you run, as they say. And,
right.
And the Beatles definitely, you know, did the walking for us, and now we can run.
I think it's just wonderful these days, though. You know, like you said earlier in the interview that, you know, there's not too much music in the 21st century that has inspired you. And I find that kind of odd just because there is so much now. It's just so much harder to find, you know. You have to find the website. You have to find the YouTube. And if you can't communicate that to people, then people are never going to hear you. And there's a lot of things that may go unnoticed, like you, that should be noticed, you know?
Well yeah, I think you have a point there. As far as commercial radio goes, I don't seem to be really too turned on by it. But, I've come across a lot of great indie artists on YouTube. And I actually came across this one indie artist, and I did a little slideshow video for her. She does sort of like a pop AC thing. Her name is Tammy Renee. She has an album out. You know, I'm not here to push her, but I will mention her because I think she's really good. And, you know, like on The Painter, I was inspired by you know, some guy who's, you know, doing animation. So yeah. I should say that as far as 21st century goes, I seem to be inspired a lot by the indie artists more than those on the major labels.
And it's nice, you know. I really think it is. It's like it's more of getting back to the community of things and back to the, you know, the togetherness that you can get with music, and not so much. We'll make everybody know who you are, and you'll get no money. You know,
There's more of a community spirit now.
Right,
and I think if John Lennon were alive, I think he'd be pleased. You know, because the concept of the world being together is in a way been realized to some degree. You know, with the World Wide Web. You know,
exactly.
I know that's something that would blow his mind. You know,
I think it would too. I mean.
Because here I am on YouTube, you know, I'm communicating with people from all over the world, you know, who are checking out my video and leaving comments, and I'm checking out their stations. So, yeah, the World Wide Web, that is one good point of it. It has helped the indie artist at least expose, you know, his or her work to other artists and to other music lovers worldwide.
You know, there's some wonderful independent bands out there that had built a wonderful following with just YouTube. Hello? Robert?
We're sorry. Because of technical difficulties, we are unable to route your call. Please try
Well, it looks
again.
Like we lost Robert, but I'm going to go ahead and play Should I, and I'm going to get him back on artistfirst.com.
Should you? Should I? That's the question, so please don't hesitate, 'cause this life is short now, that's certain, and I certainly can't wait to say
goodbye. Christmas soon come on. Still don't know how to operate it. Don't know what switch to hit that will make it click.
So I wouldn't have to say goodbye.
That was Should You, Should I by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network. Are you back with us, Robert?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah.
Same to you, lost you
kinda,
there for...
I kind of disappeared there for a second.
Yeah, just for a second. It was
kinda
okay.
Kind of beamed out to outer space, perhaps.
Yeah, well, you know, gremlins, technical things. It happens. We are in a live situation here.
So, live sometimes is the best. Because you know, you have these situations, then you have to deal with it.
Right.
And then it just shows you, you know, what kind of character you have.
Right,
act quickly.
Right. Well, do you have any comments on Should You, Should I? Since I didn't really get to ask you about it before you were so rudely disconnected.
Yeah, I was so rudely beamed away. You know? I guess I've watched too much of the Star Trek episodes. But anyway, well, it's just a little song about procrastination, you know. Should you? Should I do this? Should you? Should I do that? So it's just kind of a procrastination theme. And I like the guitar solo that came up with that. I put kind of a just the right amount of delay to sort of make the notes feel kind of heavy
Give
on it.
Give that emphasis on it, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that song, I worked that song out fairly quickly. I probably had most of it written within about an hour. But then I had to refine it, so I had to go back and refine it a little bit. But I think I came up with a fairly good track with Should You, Should I. I kept my procrastination to a bare minimum on that one.
I bought my brother a shirt a while back, and it said on it, "Procrastinators unite tomorrow." And I thought that was just wonderful description of a procrastinator.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Is this your first record, Robert, or have you been putting them out pretty frequently? Are you there? Yeah, I think we lost him again. Robert, are you with us? Well, we're going to go ahead and play another Robert Nix tune for you. It is No Road Without an Ending, and that's from the album Walk Down the Street on Artist First Radio Network.
Telling you this like this. Come on now, it's time to live life. What that means, just to simply survive. Feels like it seems never ending. So don't be a prisoner.
That was No Road Without an Ending by Robert Nix off the new record Walk Down the Street on the Artist First Radio Network. Robert, are you with us?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm still here.
We seem to keep losing you a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, I keep getting, beamed to outer space. But, you know, they keep returning me back to Earth. So well, I think I'm meant to live the rest of my life out. Right,
yeah,
here on Earth.
Yeah, they must not want you that bad if they just keep bringing you up a little bit and dropping you back down.
Well, I guess they figure I can do something for the human race, so keep me here.
Right, right. And we just played No Road Without an Ending, and right before that, when you got disconnected there, I was going to ask you, is this your first full-length record, or have you been putting records out the last few years?
No, this is actually my third CD. I have two others.
Very cool.
It's a Complicated World, and the other one is Some Recordings. And I guess I'll plug myself. All three available at CD Baby and iTunes.
Is that CD Baby / Robert Nix?
Right, / Robert Nix, / Robert Nix 4, and / Robert Nix 2.
Very cool. And what's the YouTube address?
YouTube, it's youtube.com/ On the Move Again.
On the
Move
Again.
Think of yourself as, you know, moving from one place to another. On the Move Again. Or just put Robert Nix, N-I-X, into search, and my videos will come up.
Very cool. And I wanted to ask you, are you playing a bass on that as well, or is that a keyboard bass line that you're using on the record?
Very good question. That's a keyboard bass.
Sounds really, really, really nice.
Yeah, thanks. I have several different bass settings. I have a couple of keyboards. I have a vintage Moog Liberation.
Nice.
I have a Roland digital piano, And between the two of them, I can come up with some really great bass sounds. Sometimes I'll add a little compression to them. And, yeah, I think it's pretty effective because the keyboard is actually my first instrument, and I can play bass a little more proficiently on that than on the bass guitar.
Right, right. Yeah, you get that rhythmic movement in your hand, and it's a lot easier to translate.
Yeah, I'm not quite a Paul McCartney or a Geddy Lee on a bass.
Right, right.
You know, that's definitely their instrument, but with the keyboard, I can pretty much do what I want to do.
Well, it's a real guitar on there. What kind of guitar are you playing nowadays?
Oh yeah, that's definitely real guitar. I've been playing guitar for, I guess, about 20 years. Since a young kid, 20 years. It's an Area Pro 2. Not the most well-known name in the world, but still.
Wonderful very Japanese, though. Wonderful. Is it an older Japanese model?
Its model number is it's a CS350.
Hmm.
It's a solid body electric guitar.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, Arara and there were tons. Ibanez was one of the major manufacturers of wonderful, wonderful copies of American guitars in the, 70s and early 80s. And they could do everything for so much cheaper and make such a beautiful sounding instrument.
Yeah, Ibanez was pretty popular. I think they really came up with some nicely shaped guitars, too.
Right. And most of those nicely shaped guitars came after they were sued by Gibson and Fender for the rights of their shapes of their guitars.
Oh, really? Well, that's a new one to me. But, yeah, the marketplace, it's pretty ruthless. So if someone thinks you're slightly copying an idea, then it'll take you straight to the courts.
Right, right. Well, the next song we're going to play is It and Ode to Karen. What's your outlook on that song?
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, I've met a few girls, and I met one girl named Karen quite some time ago, and she definitely charmed me. Unfortunately, I didn't ask her out. I kind of regret that.
Oh.
But anyway, I figured I might as well compose a little piece for her, and it's a piano piece. It's an instrumental. It's not too long, so it won't get too boring. But that's it in a nutshell.
All right, well, let's go ahead and spin it. This is It and an Ode to Karen by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network.
Thank you.
That was It, an Ode to Karen by Robert Nix on the Artist First Radio Network. That was a very nice instrumental there, Robert.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Yeah, the piano was my first instrument, and I figured I should do one piano instrumental for the album. And I might add that I actually broke a key while doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hitting the keys just a little bit too hard. But anyway, I think it turned out fairly good, I think.
Yeah, sometimes they'll confuse you with those weighted keyboards.
Yeah, it's possible to break a key even on the digital weighted keyboards.
Right, right.
I figured it was just, you know, on an acoustic piano, yeah, no problem. But on one of these things, I didn't think it could happen, but it did happen.
Right. Once again, Robert, where can they find your great music at in...
Well, for this new album, it's right at CD Baby. It's cdbaby.com/RobertNix/4. You can either download track by track, download the whole album, or physical CD, or iTunes. You can go to iTunes and get it there if you like.
Very cool. And are you working on anything new nowadays?
Oh, absolutely. I have two new songs completed for the next album. And I guess I'm kind of a purist that I like to try and get, you know, a collection of songs put together, then put it on the CD, release it as a physical CD. You know, I'm not making a lot of sales on the physical CDs, but I just happen to like it. I like the idea of having a hard copy.
Right, right.
That you can hold in your hands, you can look at the pictures, you can play the songs in the order that the artist placed them into.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just a nice thing to have, and also there's a lot of college radio stations out there that, you know, that still want a CD.
Right.
So, to all the artists out there, I still think it's worth it, you know, to make a CD.
Yeah, our band, our new record came out in February, and we actually did a vinyl this time, which our drummer was very, very adamant about doing, because he is a very, very... he collects vinyl, rare.
Oh yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know,
he sounds like a diehard vinyl fan.
Oh, he's just
and
an
audiophile.
And
there's something to be said about listening to something on vinyl.
And you know, it's something that it died away, but it's really coming back. And a lot of people really appreciated the fact that they could buy the record on a vinyl. You know, you get a big picture with big lyrics. You know, like you used to be able to get back in the day. So, it's coming back.
Yeah, well, that's great, you know, because there's a lot of stuff from the past that, you know, we kind of threw away. But,
right.
Now we know it's still valid, and people still like it.
Right. Well, the last song we got tonight, Robert, is Don't Eat the Animals, and I'm sure you can tell us quite a bit about that one.
Yes, I will. I actually went vegan about 10 years ago. I saw some videos. It wasn't very pleasant. And that kind of motivated me. And also, I'm very health conscious, and I wanted to bring my level of health up a notch. So I figured I'd just go ahead and dump all the animal products. And it's worked out quite well for me. So don't eat the animals. It's just asking you to check out what's going on behind the scenes, you know, before you eat the McDonald's hamburger or whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm not actually preaching to people. I'm just suggesting, you know, just check out what's happening. And so I just decided, well, I've been a vegan for so long. You know, I might as well write a song about it.
Very cool. Very cool. And once again, Robert, go ahead and tell everybody what the new CD is called and where they can find it once again before we play this last song out.
Oh, sure thing, Kyle. It's Robert Nix, N-I-X, Walk Down the Street. And you can find it at CD Baby, RobertNix/4, and iTunes. Just punch in Robert Nix, N-I-X. But I'd like everybody to go to my YouTube channel. I want them to check out my video, Walk Down the Street.
Yeah, it's a very cool
punch
video.
Punch in Robert Nix. We spent a lot of time on that video. I was walking up and down the streets of downtown Toronto, and the guy who did the video, his name is Rohit Badmash Thakur. He really put 110% into the video. It's gotten a lot of positive comments. And if you've never been to Toronto, well, this is your chance to, you know, to see the city through this video. So it's right on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/onthemoveagain.
Very cool, Robert.
Another thing, one thing I like to say about Don't Eat the Animals, I made it kind of grungy. I put some sort of grunt. You'll hear some sort of grungy guitars going on. Because I am a fan of Nirvana, and I just threw a little bit of a grungy background guitar in there. You'll hear it.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to ArtistFirst.com, and I want to remind all of our listeners that we have tonight that you can find this interview and 50,000 hours worth of music, authors, and independent artists at ArtistFirst.com, and this link will be there until the internet explodes or we're all dead. So
well, that sounds great, man.
Well, I want
to
thank
you. We'll hope December 21st, 2012 isn't the day that we all die.
I hope
but
not.
Anyway,
but
anyway, we'll all stick together and do the best we can do in this life, and you know, that's all anybody can ask for. And Kyle, thanks for having me on the show.
This hey, thank you,
great,
Robert.
Great show. And thanks again, and thanks again to all the listeners out there for taking a listen to it.
Thank you, Robert. And once again, it's Robert Nix, and the new record's called Walk Down the Street. And this last cut we're going to play is called Don't Eat the Animals. Thank you so much, Robert.
And okay, thanks again, bud.
Hope to hear
Have
from
a good
you
one.
Again soon. You too, brother.
Come visit me in Toronto sometime.
I will, as soon as I renew my passport.
Yeah, we know, we used to be able to cross without passports, but, you know, that 9/11 changed that.
It absolutely did. Well, take care, Robert.
Okay, buddy, you too.
Thanks again.
Animals, unless you see what they're going through to feed you. Don't turn a blind eye to what's happening. Don't deny that it's true. But if you do, won't you take a look inside? It might never be the same. Something to you. So sit and take a look at what's happening. As they're put upon a bird, a throat slit and left to die, and the blood coming to your way. Consider all the suffering. Bet you'll remember something had you died.